old religious imagery without being kitschy, which is really rare. Before that, so what we just heard was the Gospel Clouds of Joy, Thinking of His Goodness. Sister Emma Tucker should have been there. How Long by Reverend Morgan Gabb. The great Hightower Brothers before that.
Keep a toning, Lord, Bill, keep a toning. Will it make me feel like my time ain't long?
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Live from lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report. Starring Dick Dickenbach.
Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music,
topical discussion, and today's hardest hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
It's going to the zoo. It's full of little girls and boys, but there's still room for you.
Choo, 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 choo. Chug, 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 train to the zoo.
So climb aboard the zoo train and we'll be on our way. We're glad that we are going there on such a lovely day.
Choo, 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 choo. Chug, 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 train to the zoo.
The train to the zoo speeds along the tracks, past farms and towns, over bridges and through tunnels, and then...
Last stop! All out! The zoo!
The zoo, with its animals and wonderful zoo smells. Ah, here's the lion walking back and forth in his cage. And here are the beautiful birds. And here's what I like best of all, the monkeys. Look at the funny little fellas.
When you clap, clap, clap your hands,
the monkey clap, clap, claps his hands.
Monkeys see and monkey do, the monkey does the same as you.
And when you stamp, stamp, stamp your feet,
the monkey stamp, stamp, stamps his feet.
Monkeys see and monkey do, the monkey does the same as you.
And when you jump, jump, jump up high,
the monkey jump, jump, jumps up high.
Monkeys see and monkey do, the monkey does the same as you.
And when you make a funny face,
the monkey makes a funny face.
Monkeys see and monkey do, the monkey does the same as you.
And when you turn yourself about,
the monkey turns himself about.
Monkeys see and monkey do, the monkey does the same as you.
Balloons! Peanuts! Popcorn, Cracker Jacks, hot dogs, ice cream, balloons!
Here's a balloon for you,
And let's buy some popcorn and ice cream and see what the bears are doing.
Sleepy bear creeps in his cave, curls up like a ball, goes to sleep and does not move, and does not move at all. Eyes closed tight to shut out the light, he snores and snores and snores. Stays asleep and does not move, and snores and snores and snores.
Quick, look, over there at the seal pool. Did you see what I saw? Oh, there it is again. The sharp pointed nose of the seal sticking out of the water.
In the water.
We mustn't go home without seeing the biggest, the very, very biggest animal in the zoo. You know which animal I mean? Right, the elephant.
Swaying, swaying, elephant's trunk is swaying, elephant's eating his hay. Clomping, clomping, elephant's feet are clomping, elephant's going away.
Oh dear, it's time to go home. And here's the zoo train waiting.
Let's climb back on the zoo train and we'll be on our way. We're glad that we have been there. It was a lovely day.
Choo, 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 choo. Chug, 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 chug,
The abbreviation zoo was first used of the London Zoological Gardens, which was opened for scientific study in 1828 and to the public in 1847. The first modern zoo was the Tierpark Hagenbeck by Carl Hagenbeck in Germany. In the United States alone, zoos are visited by over 181 million people annually. Why do I mention this? Well, it's because August 31st is National Zoo Awareness Day. I am endeavoring to make you aware of zoos. If you're already aware, a little more aware of zoos. Reports nationaltoday.com. Do you love zoos and wildlife as much as we do? Zoos are perfect places to bond over shared love for animals. Contrary to popular perception, they're not just places for kids and families. We know we've been to many a zoo with friends or even on a date. Being around animals elevates any experience. We believe it can change life perspectives altogether. National Zoo Awareness Day celebrates zoos as spaces of learning and fun. The history of zoos dates back to the pharaohs of ancient Egypt. The intent, of course, was different. Back then, many rulers kept exotic animals to either gift other rulers or for vanity's sake. There was little to no effort in caring for the animals. Humans still lack the requisite knowledge or will. Over millennia, our understanding of the animal kingdom evolved. We saw animal trainers and zookeepers emerge, but the general idea of animals as exotic entertainment persisted. Gradually, new knowledge and tools for caring for animals became widespread. Zoos and aquariums were born. Around the same time, the idea of humans caring for wildlife took root and stayed. By the 19th century, zoology became a popular field of science. Private animal collections were frowned upon, becoming less and less popular over time. The modern zoo as we know it today grew from this evolution of thought. Even so, not all of them are the same. There are zoos open to the public, while others are purely for conservation purposes. Many private zoos run breeding programs to protect critically endangered species from extinction. Other programs take in rescued animals that can no longer survive in the wild for various reasons. As conscientious citizens, we must critically examine the zoos in our area. What is the intent? Are there programs that benefit the animals in conservation? Does the zoo educate the community on wildlife and ecosystems? Are the animal enclosures mimicking natural habitats? National Zoo Awareness Day hopes to instill fascination, love, and respect for animals, particularly when they are in human care. To that end, the Dickenbach Report today has some musical reports about zoos to share with you. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY, 503-233-9729, and the text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. Enjoy your time at the zoo today on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm. You won't need a train. You can just stay here where you are listening.
To the rat said the fair gazelle. The doctor quacked its quackers, swallowed several crackers, then they all began to yell. Said the porcupine to the swine.
Magga, you're stepping on my magga.
Said the swine to the chimpanzee. Yipes, my stripes.
Taking us to the zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow. Daddy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow. We can stay all day. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. See the elephant with the long trunk swinging, the great big ears and the long trunk swinging, sniffing up peanuts with the long trunk swinging. We can stay all day. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. See all the monkeys scritch, scritch, scratching, jumping all around and scritch, scritch, scratching, hanging by their long tail, scritch, scritch, scratching. We can stay all day. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. Big black bear, hoof, 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 hoofing. Coat's too heavy, he's hoof, 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 hoofing. Don't get too near the hoof, 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 hoofing, or you won't stay all day. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. Seals in the pool, hop, hop, hopping, catching fish and hop, hop, hopping. Little seals are ah, 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 and we can stay all day. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. Well, we stayed all day. We're getting sleepy. Sitting in the car, getting sleep, sleep, sleepy. Home already, and we're sleep, sleep, sleepy. We have stayed all day. We've been to the zoo, zoo, zoo. So have you, you, you. You came to, too, too. We've been to. Mama's taking us to the zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow. Mama's taking us to the zoo tomorrow. We can stay all day. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo. How about you, you, you? You can come too, too, too. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo.
Someone told me it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. Do believe that's true. It's a light and tumble journey from the east side to the park, just a fine and fancy ramble to the zoo. But you can take a crosstown bus if it's raining or it's cold, and the animals will love it if you do. If you do now. Something tells me it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. To believe it's true. The monkeys stand for honesty, giraffes are insincere, and the elephants are kind.
but they're dumb. Orangutans are skeptical of changes in their cages, and the zookeeper is very fond of rum. Zebras are reactionaries, antelopes are missionaries, pigeons locked in secrecy, and hamsters turn on frequently. What the cats, you'll have to come and see at the zoo. At the zoo.
If you should go to the Australian Zoo, you would find animals of this kind: the wombat,
the wombat,
the wallaby,
the wallaby,
the koala bear,
the koala bear,
and the kangaroo. If you should go to the Australian Zoo,
should go to the Australian Zoo,
you would find animals of this kind,
animals of this kind,
the wombat,
the wombat,
the wallaby,
the wallaby,
the koala bear,
the koala bear,
and the kangaroo,
and the kangaroo.
You might even find the platypus,
you might even find the platypus,
and the kangaroo,
and the kangaroo.
You might even hear the kookaburra bird,
you might even hear the kookaburra bird,
and the kangaroo,
and the kangaroo.
You might even hear the kookaburra bird,
you might even hear the kookaburra bird,
and the kangaroo,
and the kangaroo.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
We went to the four-legged zoo to visit our four-footed friends. Lions and tigers, cats and dogs, a goat and a cow and a couple of hogs.
A rhinoceros and, of course, a hippopotamus. And, oh yes, a horse.
There are elk and bison and new or two. Giraffes and elephants, quite a few.
A llama, alpaca, vicuna, two zebras, ibexes, and one big kudu. It was swell.
I like the gazelle.
Now Miss Simpson said
she teaches school, you know.
Yeah, she took us in. Well, Miss Simpson said
if you counted every head on these quadrupeds, then multiplied that number by four, we'd know how many feet went through the door if we turned them all loose.
Oh, but don't do that.
It's really a groovy zoo.
But anyway, what Miss Simpson said, it was a good chance to work on our fours and our head. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll take a lion.
1 times 4.
He's got 4 legs and maybe a roar.
Give me 2 camels.
That's 2 times 4.
8 legs walking across the desert floor.
A tiger and a lamb and a fat kudu.
We'll be 3 times 4 equals 4 legs too.
But we might have to subtract when that tiger was through. Rawr! 4 four-footed friends, no matter who, would have 16 legs, and it's always true.
That 4 times 4 equals 16. 5 times 4 is 20.
Now a coach and 6, if you were Cinderella, would have you home by midnight. Ah! If those 24 legs ran fast as light.
6 times 4 equals 24. 7 times 4 equals 28.
Anyone knows that who cares about 7.
An 8 antelope has 32 legs, cause 8 times 4 is 32.
Here come a small herd of buffalo. They say they're getting extinct, you know.
I can count nine, that's 36 legs.
9 times 4 equals 36.
Here comes a baby buffalo.
That's good, that's 10. And 10 times 4, you know, is 40. 11 coyotes.
11 times 4.
Went slinking over the prairie floor on all of their legs.
Equals 44.
Now 12 times 4 is as high as we go.
12 times 4 equals 48.
But there were so very, very many, many more animals standing there by the gate.
We'd have to use a pencil if we counted them all. And we really had fun and we saw everyone.
A bear, a cougar, a jackal, a yak, a fox,
a deer, a sweet giraffe.
And I can't remember how many, many more,
but we multiplied them all by 4. And some of them thanked us with a roar.
Breaking news, it's almost 12:30 in the afternoon on August 31st, which is National Zoo Awareness Day, and if you're suddenly aware of zoos, it's because you're listening to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary, I'm sitting in for regular host Dick Dickenbach, who tumbled into the grill enclosure, and while zoo staff are working to get him out safely, it's uncanny how well he and those apes are getting along. These are the music reports about zoos you just heard. That was Bob Duro. The Four-Legged Zoo from the Schoolhouse Rocks box set, that's Multiplication Rock. Just a life-changing experience for me as a kid, seeing that on television. Before that was Ella Jenkins, the Australian Zoo, from her record More Multicultural Children's Songs from Ella Jenkins. In the middle of that set, Simon and Garfunkel. At the Zoo from Bookends, we heard Tom Paxton. Going to the Zoo from Ramblin' Boy. And we began with Max Bygraves' version of What's New at the Zoo from the Decca Years 1967 to 1957 to 1962, and under my voice, B12, Zuzu Live from Last Days of Silence. It's time for another Dickenbach Report book report with Dick Dickenbach's favorite librarian, Carol. Carol, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dick. It's always nice to be here.
Despite the fact that you know I'm not Dick, I have to say, welcome to the zoo. What book have you brought for us today?
Thank you. I'm going to talk today about Joan Proctor, Dragon Doctor, The Woman Who Loved Reptiles. And this book is by Patricia Valdez and Felicity Sala. It's a picture book biography about a woman I had never heard of until I read it. And I'll just read you a brief little excerpt from the first page of the book, which begins thusly: back in the days of long skirts and afternoon teas, a little girl named Joan Proctor entertained the most unusual party guests. Slithery and scaly, they turned over teacups, they crawled past the crumpets. While other girls read stories about dragons and princesses, Joan read books about lizards and crocodiles. Instead of a favorite doll, a favorite lizard accompanied her wherever she went. And thus begins the story of Joan Proctor, who was born in 1897 in London. And as a young woman, she befriended the curator of reptiles and fish at London's Natural History Museum because she had sought out his advice regarding her own reptiles, which she kept. And young Joan greatly impressed him, and probably partly due to the fact that a lot of British men were away fighting in World War I, Joan ended up being offered a job as an assistant at the museum when she finished school, and she thrived there. She did research. She presented her first scientific paper at 19, and 4 years later, she actually took over the curator job when her supervisor retired. So in addition to research, she created these wonderful exhibits in the museum, and then in 1923, Joan Proctor was appointed as the curator of reptiles at the London Zoo, and she had the opportunity to design a new, and at the time, very state-of-the-art reptile house. She created a reptile medical clinic where she herself performed delicate surgeries on various reptiles. So she's already accomplished all these amazing things. Then in 1928, she presented research on Komodo dragons to the Zoological Society of London, about which very little was known at the time, because shortly after Joan had gone to the zoo, two male Komodo dragons came to live there, and she designed an enclosure for them. And one of those dragons actually accompanied Joan to the lecture and walked around the audience during her presentation. So Joan accomplished a lot in her short life. Unfortunately, she had some health problems that worsened while she was at the zoo, and she died in 1931 at the age of only 34. But until the end of her life, she was often seen riding around the zoo in her wheelchair with Sumbawa, the Komodo dragon, walking by her side. A remarkable woman and something of a hidden history, at least to me, until I read this book, Joan Proctor, Dragon Doctor.
A remarkable tale. This reporter knows that although zoos can be problematic, many of the people who choose to work there truly care about their charges.
I agree. I have mixed feelings about zoos, but when I read about somebody like Joan Proctor, I think there are a lot of people who are doing that work for at least what I think are the right reasons and for noble reasons.
Thank you for that report. She's Dick Dickenbach's favorite librarian. Her name is Carol. Carol, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks again, Dick. I really appreciate it.
Does she think I'm Dick Dickenbach and I talk about myself in the third person? Oh, come to think of it, he does do that. Huh. All right, the phone line is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY, 5979. Here's some more music reports now on National Zoo Awareness Day on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM. You know, now I think Dick Dickenbach's going to walk around with Komodo Dragon, too.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Took my lover to the zoo. So many things to see and do. But it's not the monkeys. And it's not the cockatoo. And it's not the lion. I think it's you.
Ooh, me.
I think it's you.
Ooh, me.
I think it's you.
Ooh,
life
me.
In the zoo. Zoo. Life in the zoo. Took my lover to the zoo. gun. And it's not the gnu. And it's not the zebra. I think it's you.
Ooh, me.
I think it's you.
Ooh, me.
I think it's you.
Ooh,
life in the zoo. Zoo. Life in the zoo. Look at all the cages, look at all the cages. Please don't feed the animals. I think it's you.
Ooh, me.
I think it's you.
Ooh, me.
I think it's you.
Ooh,
life in the zoo. Zoo. Life in the zoo. Took my lover to the zoo.
I'm chained to the wall. I have nothing at all. And my eyes look into the sunset, thinking of better things to do. Like a monkey in a zoo. The days go so slow. Like a monkey in a zoo. And it could happen to you. You could be in my place. No, it wasn't always like this. Oh, but I never saw it coming. I'm so alone. But this is my home. Like a monkey in a zoo, throw me a peanut. Laugh and make jokes. But I've had enough peanuts and I'm ready to croak. Like a monkey in a zoo. You come to look at me. You seem so it's my fault, but I want out. And when I cry out, nobody seems to understand. Like a monkey in a zoo, you say I'm cute. You don't know how much that hurts. You don't know how it feels to live in your own dirt. Like a monkey. To be happy, I can remember those days. But I sold my freedom for free room and board, like a monkey in a zoo.
looking at hyenas. I saw a blue jay watching the sea lions play. Penguins standing in a line, come on in, the water's fine. Everybody's coming to the zoo. Were you there when the gorillas came over the hill? Were you there when the silverback sat so close like he wanted a scratch? Hey, hey, Mr. Rat, you're so close to me. I can see you at the dreamiest eyes. Hey, grizzly bears, why you wrestling? Oh, your brothers, I know what that's like. Hey, warthog, are you smiling? I bet that mud feels good in the sun. I think I'd like to stay. Can we stay as long as a reticulated python? Were you there when the Siamang howled in the trees? Were you there when the meerkat swallowed while one brave meerkat had guard duty? Woo! Saw the elephants playing in the water. Saw the hippo snoozing out in the shore. Moon jelly ballet underwater every day. Everything is happening at the zoo. Were you there when the koalas were munching on leaves? I was there. I was covered in lorikeets. I want to gaze at the zebras grazing. I want to hop with the rock hoppers too. I'll eat my veggies, be your little chuckwalla, if you'll only take me to the zoo. Everything is happening at the zoo. Everybody's coming to the zoo.
This just in. It's about 12:46, so we're nearing the end of this week's episode of The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. August 31st is National Zoo Awareness Day. These are the music reports about zoos you just heard. That was Mo Phillips, To the Zoo from Monster Suit. Before that, Lunch Money, Everybody's Coming to the Zoo from Dizzy. We heard The Sixth, San Diego Zoo from Wasp's Nest. Kathy McCarty covering Daniel Johnston, Like a Monkey in a Zoo from Dead Dog's Eyeball. Hold on a second. Sorry about that. I just got a report. I'll read this in a second. Hold on. Kathy McCarty covering Daniel Johnston, Like a Monkey in a Zoo. We heard the Judy's Zoo from The Wonderful World of Appliances, and we began with the Kinks. Animals in the Zoo from Percy. Under my voice is G. Hughes, some production music, Zoo Pranks from Archives One Light Activity. Thank you for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach teaches us that many reporters may feel like animals in a zoo, but he himself is a zookeeper, so he can take off what he likes. We're stuck in the cages. Hopefully he'll be here to feed us next week, because we're on every Sunday at noon on X-Ray. You can listen to old reports at xray.fm, which is also where you can see on the playlist the last few music reports we'll play today. We leave at 1, because that's when Radio Bandolera comes on. At this point, I normally say for Dick Dickenbach, the staff and crew of the port, I'm Gary, but I do want to tell you this is a, I just got this opportunity for you to see a rock show, so pay attention. On September 10th and 11th at the Edgefield, Modest Mouse are playing with another band, and we have a pair of tickets to see those two bands for a lucky listener who simply must do this. I will play the next musical report, identify that band, that is the band that's playing with Modest Mouse, and be the first to text the station 971-220-KXRY, 971-220-5979. Tell me what band that is. So again, this next music report, which is about zoos, is from the band playing with Modest Mouse at the Edgefield. Be the first to text the band's name to 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979, and you will win a pair of tickets to see the show. Good luck, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
There wasn't any snow. shows, spin up the shows. You know exactly what we're talking about. Don't drag your orchestra to this flame. Rumble stick, sound is beautiful. It's perfect sound of it, and let's say stop. Let it twist, let it twist, let it break, let it buckle, let it bend. I don't want to run your eyes on my suit. Sit down. Kiss the hem of her skirt. My life is a box full of dirt. My life is a box full of dirt. Our lives are boxes full of dirt. There's one thing we want in this world. That's to make love to our super girl.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from McMiniman's historic Crystal Ballroom in downtown Portland, presenting Headspace, an evening of heavy psych rock featuring Gata Galactica, Fluid Druid, Sallow Panto, and Rare Faction on Saturday, September 20th. All ages welcome, doors at 6 p.m. and show at 7. Tickets and more information available at crystalballroompdx.com. We'll be right back.
like a wolf.